702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
Lovely. Right. So today I just retweeted the image from our interaction earlier, just before the show, in fact, with the duo that joins me in studio now, Lushan Duli from Creative Eats, as well as Melusi Twala from The Mood. Now, the two of them come together to collaborate at the Sky Rooftop Market at the top of 12 Decades Hotel in Maboneng, in that building. But they own their own separate businesses, but they collaborate because they synergies with their visions. Dumelang. How's it, guys?
How are we doing yourself?
Grand.
Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, it is a pleasure, in fact. Can you see the size of the smile on my face?
That's probably from Mukhodu.
It's just from everything, in fact. It's from everything that you brought out today. It felt like my mother's food or like my aunt's food, but with this touch of elegance and sophistication and like updates to it, you know. Beyonce says, "I'm gonna upgrade you," you guys have done that to some of our favorite African dishes. But I want your stories. So, Lusha, where are you from? Because anyone who's seen your our picture on on Twitter, the one that I've tweeted, you are wearing your usual chef wear, but you've also spiced it up with traditional Zulu headgear.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm Lushan Duli. I'm from Ladysmith, KZN, and I grew up in Johannesburg. And I run my own company, Creative Eats. I think I've just always had a thing for traditional food and food as a whole taste. I just always like to see it brings solace to see people smiling and having that fulfillment because of food. Mm. So I think food just defines me just as a whole. So I think that's why I came up with the concept that I have currently. I've been in the catering industry for quite a long time. I've dealt with corporates and, but I wanted something that was going to be a differentiator within the same industry that I do.
So you can also cater for the triple M, as they call it. Manyalo, mafu, what is the other one? Mikiti.
So that is my core business, but strictly for corporates, government, and schools. I don't really, that's not my target market with Ama Manyalo, Mikiti, and I just focus more on the corporate people, the corporate side of things. But I got bored of doing the same thing that everyone is doing. Yes, my food tastes great. It's a differentiator with taste, but I wanted something that would really make me stand out. Mm. So I came up with the idea. I actually interacted a lot with taxi drivers, and I came up with the idea to actually provide healthy eating solutions for taxi drivers and taxi owners.
You know, there was we did a conversation, I remember, some time back on the show, looking at the lives of taxi drivers when they're not in the taxi, but where they get, where they rest, you know, some of the health impacts on the individuals in the taxi industry, because they're in the seating position for such a long time.
That's
generating all this adrenaline from the work that they do.
Exactly.
And so often they don't get to eat quite healthy. So many end up developing a lot of these lifestyle conditions.
Exactly.
So you are intervening.
That's what we life's the lifesaver. So last year we actually conducted a survey with the drivers, and we found that 85% of them were suffering from actually not getting access to food that was tasty, healthy, hygienic, and fresh. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, this is a niche that I can actually tap into that is sustainable for years. Let me provide the solution with my value proposition, and I've got a win game with them.
And you
so do. At the current moment, I'm servicing 192 drivers. So we basically have a subscribed delivery service where we actually deliver the meals to them.
Yes.
So we prepare them at our certified kitchen. We're not like the mamas at the rank where, you know, our conditions aren't so. So it's our certified conditions. We then deliver the foods for them with slotted times for breakfast meals and lunch meals, and we're good to go. So it's 192 for now. But when I do launch in September, my fully certified bigger kitchen in Marshalltown, I'll be servicing around about 578 per week.
Ah, where's that sting with the upgrade?
I love that idea. I just love that idea. Thank you so beautiful.
Much. And I'm getting so much recognition because just last month I won the Nedbank Business States Award because of my idea. So I believe that, yeah, we're going places. Creative Eats is going places.
Yes. And we'll, Melusi, let's look at your journey as well, because you managed to work in different areas with different influences, different kitchens. You got to travel the world and see what's happening in the food industry in different places.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. How did you end up doing that?
Yeah, my name is Melusi Twala. I'm from United Extension,
mm-hmm.
A small township, Starton. When I started, I actually never thought that I wanted to be a chef. Actually, it's something that I went to the college.
Yeah.
And then that cooking was the only thing that I could do. Business, I wanted to do business. And then it's ironic that one of my friend's mom told me a story that the way I was so naughty at when I was still young, I fell into a pot of pumpkin, a big pot with flavors. So I think that's where, you know, God has a plan for everyone. Yeah. It's just that we don't know yet. Yeah. So my, I've always said that after going to college, that's when I discovered my passion for the love of food. And I started going to competition. I became the second Unilever Chef of the Year Junior. Mm-hmm. Managed to launch a book with Jenny Morris. I became top five the Global Pizza Challenge.
Yeah.
I managed to cook for the royal family of Swaziland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj, Jason Derulo at the Sex and Food with award-winning Chef David Hicks. So my journey, it was based on the kitchen. And then I was just gathering more information. So I decided to launch the Mood Food Truck, which they already building right now.
Mm-hmm.
But right now what I'm doing is doing pop-up restaurant to grow a lot of people's palate. So the pop-up restaurant is inspired by the 11 official languages that we have in South Africa. So we do 11 course, first 11 course done in, and so we go out to different places and do different restaurants which are going down, mm-hmm. and then we uplift them to the next level through our pop-up restaurant. But we're still looking at your African food, you know, Xhosa. Mm-hmm. So we go through the Xhosa vendor, Tsonga, Sotho, Afrikaans, English. So yeah, that's the pop-up part. So that's like a foundation for me, whereas I'm growing my business to the greater heights.
Yes.
Whereas I'll be having my 530-seater, which is going to be African food.
I was
African
floored
food.
By that. I was like, 530-seater restaurant is massive.
Yeah.
Who in their right mind?
So what are we going to, I'm more African. And whatever that I do, I believe in African food. As I travel through overseas, you know, I've traveled to Italy. I studied at France, Barcelona. So that actually made me realize how important it is to believe in your own natural resources. Because what they're selling, look at the Italian food. They believe in the pasta and it's worldwide. Mm-hmm. They believe in polenta. It's worldwide. How come we don't have pap in the shelves? We don't have mealy rice. We don't have samp.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of got to me, and I get very passionate. when it comes to it. So, and there's no different. It's like polenta versus pap, and then you look at your pastas with steam bread. It's basically we're doing the same thing, mm-hmm. same ingredient, and we've got a lot of resources here in South Africa. So we need to use them. Yeah.
Be proud
so
of it.
Yeah. So that's my biggest dream is just to achieve. Put our African cuisine into greater heights.
Yes.
As we're not even in
shoulder
the top 50.
Shoulder to shoulder with the rest of the world. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So the two of you with this vision then came together and you have your offering at the Sky Rooftop at the market. But let's look at the food you brought out today. I mean, I was talking about this dinner party I'm having later and I've already decided to take some of the stuff that you brought to complement my menu, make me a for the day.
Yeah.
First up, I experienced the mochodu.
Yeah.
And you had chopped it up.
Yes.
It was in smaller pieces.
Yeah.
Like and there was the red pepper in there.
Yes.
The gravy was delicious.
Yeah. Red wine vinegar, red wine.
Mm.
Yeah. And also we look at the presentation, you understand? Because we've never been seen as like the food that we present. It's always like everyone throws it in the plate. But that's not the case. It's about us chefs being more creative, thinking of better ways, innovative ways to put our African food in the map.
Yes, like you said, African food that's gone to private school.
Yeah, private school, yeah, exactly.
That was funny. Okay, so that was absolutely delicious. And then the beetroot samp.
Yes, definitely.
I was saying you have to jar this, guys. You have to jar it and sell it. Not jar it, but like come up with the container, with the labeling, that we can come and just pick it up off the shelf.
I think the art of food is basically ensuring that you use the right ingredients is to bring out the taste,
mm-hmm.
and over and above to bring solace to the person who's actually enjoying the food. So I think with our menu, like with the beetroot samp, no one would think of mixing beetroot and samp together, but because we know our ingredients so well and the taste that they bring out and the compliments that they complement each other with, we've aced that to say, look, it is possible to mix beetroot with samp. It is possible to cut up tribe and make it look fancy. It's possible to do so much as long as you know your ingredients and what it is that you want to portray to the next person that's eating the food.
That yes. was a lovely way of doing some, because so many people yeah. have come up with other creative ways. They would add bo cremora.
No, like, we actually add ree coffee in one of the dishes that yeah. we do in the pop-out. It's ree coffee ox liver.
Yeah.
But what mm-hmm. we do, we make it in a more barbecue kind of way. We make your ree coffee mm-hmm. perfectly, and then you blitz your onion, put your honey, ginger, chili, and then you cook it slowly in the oven for 25 minutes. And then that's when you get a nice, rich, dark flavor. And as soon as you bite in there, you won't even notice that you're eating.
Yes, you had coffee.
Coffee. You can have the essence and the aroma and everything.
Yes,
but the texture, the flavors are sick.
Bravo. Yeah. Bravo to that. I
so
like
you
that.
Need, what she said earlier on, which is very important, as a chef out there, you need to know your ingredients to become better at cooking.
And then the pickled butternut. My grandmother used to pickle, so I have quite a nostalgic emotion when it comes to pickling. You know, the jars would be there with the apricots, with the peaches, and it's quite a process, the sterilizing of these containers. But you brought us pickled butternut, which was absolutely delicious. Some cinnamon, some star anise in there.
Yeah.
What a great compliment. And pairing, as you said, if you know your ingredients and how to accentuate the flavors, then you know what to pair them with. The butternut puree, and then what I get to take home, in fact, the pineapple chutney.
And it was homemade right now before.
All your stuff is homemade.
So, just now when we woke up.
Right. Yeah. So this morning you could taste the freshness.
Yeah.
So the pineapple chutney, it had a bit of a kick to it, like with dry chili flakes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was lovely. Very lovely.
And
then the other salsas, both the salsas were different in their own ways, but very delicious.
Yeah.
The salsas,
a salsa is very simple. It's just oil and vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
But what we actually did, because we work a lot with a lot of Unilever products, we took some of the Unilever product and added it just to enhance it.
Right.
And I don't want to lie to you, Unilever products
is
are
anyone
the best.
From Unilever listening?
Yeah.
Anyone listening to that unsolicited?
So it kind of gave it a different taste, flavor, you know. So the salsas, you can get an ordinary salsa with salt and pepper, vinegar, but that taste of that Unilever. I don't know what Unilever is doing to their products, but they're doing such a great job.
Wow. So we know what's in your kitchens and how to also, how we can achieve the same results.
Yeah.
The pumpkin seeds. What another thing beyond the pineapple chutney and the two salsas that you did, I think that need to be packaged. I think the pineapple seeds as well can be put in these little containers, snack all day.
Absolutely.
A healthy alternative. Like with my case, so everything you've basically had right now is menus from our different concepts. So my drivers will still have the salsa that you had, the pineapple chutney, the seeds. So it comes in with my health experts of the drivers.
Mm.
Yeah. When they're sitting there, let them snack on something that is healthy. They them in a greater way,
and it's got no oil, so
it's dry.
It's got a fresh seasoned.
There's that garlic oil on
garlic
it.
Now you're throwing away our secret ingredients.
What you were telling me in the kitchen. So how do our listeners get a hold of you? I'm seeing the lines; they haven't stopped since we started talking. In fact, so best redirect people to where they can get a hold of you, either as together or even as separates.
Okay, so together we are at the Sky Rooftop at the 12 Decades, Johannesburg Art Gallery on Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And on my side, Creative Eats is currently operating from Auckland Park, but we are launching on the 10th of September in Marshalltown. If anyone wants to call me,
website is better.
Whatever it is, you can call me on 062-562-5548.
Mm-hmm.
My email is Lucia Z. Nduli, N-T-U-L-I @gmail.com.
Fantastic. And for you, Melusi?
As she said, we're operating at Maboneng. But with me, with the food truck, I'm also launching in September, just after her date.
Yes.
So people can catch me on my number 062-887-8977. My email address at Gibson with double B, G-I-double-B-S-O-N.twala with that TW, not an H.
Yeah.
ALA3@gmail.com.
Fantastic. So if anyone didn't catch that, just drop us an email and we'll send it to you. This is really special. Someone once said, Asenio, you're always saying the food is delicious. We can't trust it because everything that you bring is delicious. But the trick is that we only bring you the best, by the way.
Yeah.
We only bring you the best. What is worth noting.
We really appreciate
Something that is worth noting out of the different restaurants and different guests that we have when we talk food. Bravo. Halala.
Thank you so
halala
much.
To both of you. Well done.
So
that was Lucia Ntuli from Creative Eats and Melusi Twala from The Mood. So on a Saturday, if you feel like something interesting, something good, go off to that Skyroof market and find them. You will be blown away.